Navigating the Profit Box, The Art and Strategy of Scalp and Trail, by Lan Turner. As traders, we're gripped by the elusive nature of profits in the financial markets. There's an old saying that resonates with me. Profits are a trader's best friend, yet they're as elusive as a shadow. This perfectly sums up the allure and challenge of securing profits in the ever-shifting landscape of trading. In my experience, one concept that stands out in this pursuit is the Profit Box. The profit box is a metaphorical space defined by the entry and exit points of a trade. It's generally shaped by the use of mathematical models and technical indicators. Essentially, it represents the limited profit zone we traders navigate. It's like being in a race where you're constantly trying to catch up, entering a bit too late and exiting a bit too soon. This space, the profit box, is a double-edged sword. It offers the potential for gain, but also poses the risk of reduced returns due to these late entries and early exits. Through my many years as a trader, I've realized how crucial it is to understand this concept. Relying solely on lagging indicators such as parabolic SAR, ATR, or moving averages can often lead to missed opportunities. These tools are valuable, but they tend to signal entry or exit points after the market has already started its move. This delay in entry is what creates the profit box dilemma, a narrowed window for potential profits. In this article, I'll take you through my own strategies and insights into maximizing gains within the constraints of the profit box. It's a fine line between risk and reward, and navigating it successfully requires not just skill, but a deep understanding of the market's nuances. For traders like us, turning the elusive shadow of profits into a tangible reality is not just about the numbers. It's about understanding the rhythm and flow of the markets. Let's explore together how to master this art form in the world of trading. Understanding the profit box, definition and explanation of the profit box. At its core, the profit box is a trading concept that encapsulates the potential profit zone bounded by the points of entry and exit in a trade. This zone is directly influenced by the time delay inherent in using technical indicators, which often results in a trader entering the market after a trend has started and exiting once the trend has begun to reverse. This delayed reaction shrinks the potential profit window, thus creating what we refer to as the profit box. The profit box isn't just a theoretical construct, it's a practical reality that impacts every trade. It's where the theoretical maximum profit, as predicted by models and indicators, meets the practical limitations of real-world trading. Lagging indicators create the profit box. Lagging indicators play a pivotal role in the formation of the profit box. These indicators, such as the moving average, parabolic SAR, stop and reverse, and average true range, ATR, are designed to confirm trends based on historical data. However, the very nature of relying on past data means that these indicators inherently lag behind, as they require real-time market movements to make their predictions. When a lagging indicator signals an entry point, the market may have already moved significantly, meaning the trader misses out on the initial profit opportunity. Similarly, exit signals may come too late, leaving the trader clinging to a diminishing profit or, in worse cases, facing a reversal into lost territory. Therefore, the profit box is the time that the trader has to maximize gains within a constrained environment, which is formed by the lag time between the entry and exit points. Moving average profit box in action. To bring the concept of the profit box to life, consider the scenario of a trader using a simple moving average crossover strategy. When the short-term moving average crosses above the long-term average, it's considered a buy signal. However, by the time this crossover is confirmed, the market might have already moved substantially. The trader entering at this point is now operating within a profit box, where the potential for gain is reduced compared to an earlier entry. Another example can be seen in volatile markets. A trader using ATR to set stop-loss orders might find themselves stopped out of a profitable trade prematurely due to the lag in ATR adjusting to sudden market changes. Here, the profit box is defined by the distance between the entry point and the premature exit point, constrained by the lagging nature of the indicator. Understanding the profit box is essential for traders to develop strategies that not only recognize this constrained space, but also employ tactics to optimize trading within it, thus maximizing their potential profits. Strategies to overcome the profit box dilemma. Navigating the profit box effectively requires strategic thinking and a toolkit of various trading approaches. Here, we explore several strategies that can help traders maximize their gains within the confines of the profit box, along with the pros and cons of each approach. Avoiding non-trending markets. Strategy. This involves staying out of markets that lack a clear trend. Non-trending markets lead to very small or negative, losing, profit boxes. Don't continually try to capture every new breakout of a dead market. This is death by a thousand small cuts to a trader's account. Scalping. For smaller profit strategy. Scalping is a technique where traders aim for small profit margins in short-term trades, often exiting the trade within minutes. Traders enter the profit box, but exit prior to the reversal signal, based on predetermined price levels when to exit. Pros. Allows traders to capitalize on small market movements, less exposure to long-term market risks. Cons. Requires constant market monitoring and quick decision-making. Transaction costs can accumulate, impacting overall profit. Exiting trades before reversals. Strategy. This involves exiting a trade before indicators signal a reversal, gauging through predetermined profit targets, experience, liquidity, volume, recurring price patterns, or other types of exit strategies. Pros. Minimizes the risk of holding a position into a losing trend. Allows for more controlled and planned exits. Cons. Potentially leaving money on the table if the market continues to trend favorably after exit. Combining mathematical and trendline approaches. Strategy. Using a blend of mathematical models, like moving averages, and trendline analysis to make entry and exit decisions. Pros. Provides a more holistic view of the market, can validate signals from one method with the other. Cons. Requires deeper market understanding and experience, may result in conflicting signals. Using trailing stop orders. Strategy. Implementing trailing stops to automatically adjust the stop loss level as the market moves favorably. Pros. Locks in profits while allowing the trade to run during favorable trends. Reduces emotional decision-making. Cons. In highly volatile markets, a trailing stop might be hit prematurely, exiting the trade before maximum profits are realized. Employing additional technical indicators. Strategy using a combination of different technical indicators to confirm trade signals. Pros. Increases the reliability of trade signals. Provides a more comprehensive market analysis. Cons can lead to analysis paralysis where conflicting indicators make decision-making difficult, risk of overcomplicating the trading strategy. Each of these strategies offers a way to navigate the profit box more effectively. However, it's crucial for traders to understand their own risk tolerance, trading style, and the specific market conditions they are operating in to choose the strategy that best suits their needs. Combining these strategies thoughtfully can lead to a more nuanced and successful trading approach, allowing traders to maximize their potential within the profit box. Lanturner's strategy solution, Scalp and Trail. In my trading journey, I've developed a strategy I call Scalp and Trail, a method that effectively navigates the intricacies of the profit box. This strategy is a blend of swift profit-taking through scalping, coupled with the strategic use of trailing stops to maximize gains. Here, I'll share how this approach helps me tackle the challenges posed by the profit box. My unique approach. Scalp and Trail revolves around two key tactics: securing quick, small gains through scalping and leveraging trailing stops for longer-term trend benefits. This strategy requires entering the market with multiple positions, contracts in the futures market, shares in the stock market. Scalping for immediate gains. My initial focus in a trade is to scalp for immediate profits. This tactic is particularly effective in markets where the profit box is constricted due to factors like high volatility or delayed entry signals from lagging indicators. By quickly capturing small profits, I reduce the risk of losing out on potential gains due to market shifts. If I enter the trade with two contracts, I liquidate one contract with the scalp and then let the other contract remain active for the trail. Employing trailing stops. After securing a profit through scalping, I then switch to using trailing stop orders. These stops adjust dynamically with favorable market movements, allowing me to remain in the trade and potentially capture larger trends. This part of the strategy not only maximizes the upside potential, but also safeguards the profits I've already secured. This is done through track and trade by setting up an auto trailing QOCO order to trail to exit on the ATR, PSAR, price bars back, PBB, or any number of other trailing factors you may choose based on your personal risk tolerance. Trailing too close can result in getting stopped out prematurely. Trailing too far back can incur significantly larger losses than necessary. Experience must dictate. There is no right answer. Only different outcomes for each trade. Overcoming the profit box challenges. My scalp and trail strategy directly addresses the limitations of the profit box. Maximizing immediate profit opportunities. By initially focusing on scalping, I mitigate the risk associated with delayed market entries, ensuring I capitalize on profit opportunities as soon as they arise. Expanding the profit potential. The trailing stop aspect of the strategy allows me to capture extended market trends, effectively enlarging the profit box. This approach is crucial in avoiding premature exits and in maximizing profit from favorable market movements. Incorporating risk management. A key benefit of this strategy is its built-in risk management. The scalping component potentially offers some level of profit, while the trailing stops protect these gains and minimize potential losses in case of market reversals. Flexibility and adaptability. Scalp and trail is versatile and can be adapted to various market conditions, making it a valuable strategy for different trading environments. Through scalp and trail, I've developed a comprehensive method that not only acknowledges the constraints of the profit box, but also leverages these limitations to optimize my trading outcomes across various market scenarios. Balancing risk and reward. In trading, the interplay between risk and reward is a constant theme, and this is particularly evident when navigating the profit box. Each strategy to overcome the profit box dilemma comes with its own set of risks and rewards. Additionally, the psychological aspects of trading within this framework play a crucial role in decision-making. Analysis of risks involved with each strategy. Avoiding non-trending markets. Risk: missing out on potential profits from market movements that initially appear non-trending, but eventually evolve into clear trends. Reward: reduced exposure to false signals and lower risk of losses in uncertain market conditions. Scalping for smaller profits. Risk: high transaction costs and the potential for significant losses due to the high volume of trades. Requires intense focus and quick decision-making. Reward: opportunity to capitalize on small, frequent market movements, reducing exposure to long-term market shifts. Exiting trades before reversals. Risk: potential to exit a trade too early, missing out on additional profits if the market continues in a favorable direction. Reward: protects gains by avoiding market reversals and mitigating the risk of turning a profitable trade into a losing one. Mathematical and trendline approaches. Risk: complexity and potential for conflicting signals, which can lead to indecision or incorrect trades. Reward: a more nuanced understanding of market movements, leading to potentially more accurate trading decisions. Using trailing stop orders. Risk: in volatile markets, stops might be hit prematurely, leading to an exit before maximum profits are realized. Reward: allows profits to run during favorable trends while safeguarding against significant losses. Employing additional technical indicators. Risk: overcomplication of strategy and potential for analysis paralysis, where too many indicators lead to confusion. Reward: increased validation of trading signals, leading to potentially more informed and confident trading decisions. Psychological aspects of the profit box. Trading within the confines of the profit box also has significant psychological implications. The pressure to make quick decisions, especially in strategies like scalping, can be mentally taxing. There's also the emotional challenge of watching a profitable trade turn against you, a common occurrence when exits are not timed well within the profit box framework. Additionally, there's the psychology of fear of missing out, FOMO, which can lead traders to deviate from their strategies, especially in non-trending markets or when trailing stops are hit. Balancing the emotional aspects of greed and fear is crucial in making rational decisions that align with one's trading plan. Effective trading within the profit box thus requires not only a solid understanding of the technical aspects of each strategy, but also a strong psychological mindset. This involves discipline, emotional control, and the ability to stick to a well-thought-out trading plan despite the inevitable ups and downs of market movements. Thought-provoking question. As you reflect on the concept of the profit box and its implications, consider this. How can you adjust your current trading strategies to better recognize and capitalize on the profit box in your trading environment? Are there aspects of your approach that might be limiting your profit potential or exposing you to unnecessary risk? Remember, the journey of a trader is one of constant learning and adaptation. Embrace the challenge of the profit box, use it to sharpen your trading skills, and let it guide you in mastering the art of balancing risk and reward. As you navigate the market's tides, let your newfound understanding of the profit box steer you towards more informed trading decisions.
Lan Turner teaches finance at Utah Tech University and has been a guest lecturer at the Chicago Board of Trade and Chicago Mercantile Exchanges. As the editor-in-chief of Pitt News Magazine and a contributing author, he brings a wealth of knowledge to his readers. But first and foremost, Mr. Turner is an active trader of stocks, futures, and options,